Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Let's talk about one of the ultimate keys to achieving victory over every enemy attack in our everyday lives. It's a key that's known, but frequently taken for granted by many believers.
Exodus 17, verse 10 in the Message Bible. Joshua did what Moses ordered in order to attack Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. It turned out that whenever Moses raised his hands, Israel was winning. And whenever he lowered his hands, Amalek was winning. But Moses' hands got tired, so they got a stone and set it under him. He sat on it, and Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on each side. So his hands remained steady until the sun went down. Joshua defeated Amalek and its army in battle.
Consider these keys. First, it's important that we be submitted to authority before going into battle. Some believers want to be a spiritual lone ranger, but that's not God's plan or his system for success. Joshua was a man under authority. You will never be in authority until you understand how to operate under authority. And yes, it's easy to be under authority when things are going well or the way you want, but the real test comes when you disagree with the direction of the leader, but continue to submit. Living our lives under authority is well-pleasing to God.
1 Peter 2:13-17. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 in the Message Bible. Make the master proud of you by being good citizens. Respect the authorities, whatever their level. They are God's emissaries for keeping order. It is God's will that by doing good, you might cure the ignorance of the fools who think you are a danger to society. Exercise your freedom by serving God, not by breaking the rules. Treat everyone you meet with dignity. Love your spiritual family. Revere God. Respect the government.
Now, I could really teach on that in light of what's happening currently in the United States political system. But you need to read that scripture and think about respect for authority. Okay, I can't go there today. See, we cannot account for what anybody else does, but we will give an account for everything we speak, think, and do. And make no mistake, saying it again, authority is important to God. Second, get above the fray or outside the camp. We need to do that so we can see clearly the choices before us. Exodus 17:10 says, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. When making decisions in battle, you need a clear vantage point. In the Civil War, during the Civil War, commanding generals from the North and South most often found a vantage point on opposing hilltops where they could watch the action below. Generals Ulysses S. Grant and William Sherman changed the tactics of war. Became more aggressive and kind of a, blazing earth policy. And that gave the Northern armies a decided advantage. If you're in a battle, you need to get above the conflict so you can have a clear perspective. In order to make a proper, godly decision, it's imperative that we create an environment free from distraction, a quiet place. In other words, a place where no one else is talking or doing anything which would draw our attention or break our focus. In his presence is a place where we can relax.
Psalm 9:9 in the Message Bible. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked.
We need to be mentally and spiritually prepared to open our hearts to receive what God is sending our way. We need to rise above the fray so we can see things His way. When we do, victory will be ours. Third, by simply raising His hands, the tide of the battle changed. Exodus 17:10, this time in the Message Bible. It turned out that whenever Moses raised his hands, Israel was winning. When Moses raised his hands, the good guys began to win, and the bad guys started to lose. Whenever we raise our hands in the midst of battle, it doesn't matter how strong the adversary is. Our adversary may be debt or financial bondage. It might be an attack of the enemy on our health or an attack against our family or marriage. As Moses' hands penetrated the air, an invisible force was released in the spirit realm. That's exactly what happens to us when we praise God for past victories in the midst of a current attack. Our praise empowers our performance and allows us to pierce the enemies aligned against us. It's universally recognized that raising a soldier's hand in battle means he's surrendering, giving up the fight, laying down his weapons and defeat. But when the children of God raise their hands during the battles of life, it's the first step away from certain defeat and toward ultimate victory. Raising our hands in praise to God signifies recognition and acknowledgement, an affirmation of His awesomeness, His absolute majesty in every situation. As our hands go up and our praise goes forth, we ensure that a supernatural force, an undefeatable ally, is ushered on the scene to do battle on our behalf. Fourth, weariness brings defeat. Weariness brings defeat.
Exodus 17:10. But whenever he lowered his hands, Amalek was winning, but Moses' hands got tired.
When we get weary, we don't think straight. When we get weary, we don't make wise decisions. When we get weary, it's difficult to think beyond our imagination with supernatural creativity. When we get weary, sometimes we think it's easier to accept defeat. Don't ever think that way.
Galatians 6:9 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint.
This scripture applies in so many areas of our lives, especially when it comes to sowing and reaping. The enemy wants us weary in our giving. He'll do everything he can to delay our harvest while trying to frustrate our faith. Never allow him the satisfaction, because you may be weary today, but your due season is on the way, and he can't stop it. Can somebody say hallelujah? Fifth, bring in the cavalry to the rescue. I grew up loving Western movies and television shows. When it looked like defeat was certain, you'd hear the bugle and you knew the cavalry was on the way.
Exodus 17:10 in the Message Bible continues, and they got a stone and set it under him. He sat on it, and Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on each side. So his hands remained steady until the sun went down.
Even great leaders can get weary in the midst of the battle. That's why they must have someone to assist them, keep their hands lifted up. That's why the Father gave us the Holy Spirit, our unseen partner. They'll always strengthen us as we keep our hands lifted in the recognition of His majesty and in acknowledgement of his divine power. You may be you may be under attack at this very moment, but the Lord is saying to you, regardless of your current adversity, whether it's relatively new or it's been around for a long time, he's saying to each of us, never give up. Never give up. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father even gives us specific directions on how to pray.
Ephesians 6, verse 18 in the New Century Version. Pray in the Spirit at all times and with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must be ready and never give up. Always pray for all God's people. Romans 12:11 in the Contemporary English Version says, never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord.
Personalize this verse. Carol will never give up, but will eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Yvette will never give up, but will eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Paul will never give up, but will eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. As you pray, get out in front of your battle. Begin praising God for victory in the areas of your life that have been under, the ones that have been under the greatest demonic assault. Even before you see the victory or experience its manifestation. 6, when we remain faithful to his word, even in the midst of battle, regardless of that battle, or how hopeless things may look to the natural eye, the victory will be ours. Let me say that again. Victory will.
Exodus 17, verse 10 in the Message Bible concluded by saying, Joshua defeated Amalek and its army in battle.
The children of Israel won a great battle, a great victory, battle of victory. It's okay. Doesn't matter how the problem, seemingly impossible the circumstances, or hopeless the situation. Child of God, hear me. You have the authority and right to energize the Holy Spirit to fight and ensure your victory in every battle. This word of the Lord was given to me for those who've been in the battle. I want to say to you, raise your hands and praise him. Raise your hands and praise him, because victory is on the way. I have a special request. There's a dear friend of our ministry named Carol. Carol's from Virginia. And I've got a special prayer request. I want you to join with me in for Carol. She has her husband, Charles, has a 2.5-hour surgery scheduled today at 10 a.m. Eastern time to remove herniated disc from his cervical spine, fuse the spine. You know, we want to pray for a totally, unbelievably successful surgery and a rapid recovery that will amaze and astound the medical professionals. As you go through today, and particularly around 10 o'clock this morning, anytime between 10 and 12:30, pray for Charles. Pray for Carol. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have put in the ground. Do what he says. So we rest. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.